The Wake Up Call. In case you missed it.
All right, there's a visual to this.
Okay.
Text the word I-E-Y-E to 73389 because, guys, Samuel L. Jackson is pissed.
He's pissed.
He is upset.
Okay. Is he actually upset or is he Samuel L. Jackson upset?
What's the difference?
What's the difference? Either way, you get out of the way.
Right.
Okay.
So on Instagram, Samuel L. Jackson reposted a photo of two side-by-side posters promoting the film that he's in, Spider-Man Far From Home, which has a picture of his character, Nick Fury, on it, and he wears an eye patch in the movie.
Okay.
Right? All the movies.
In all the movies. Well, the poster has two pictures of Nick Fury on it, but with the eye patch on different eyes in each photo. So
okay,
in one...
On. I need to...
So there are two. So it's actually two cardboard standees, okay, that are
okay.
in a movie theater lobby.
Okay.
One has a picture of him on one side, and the other one has him on the right side. So they're two different sides. So in order to make somebody leaning up against the side of an ad and looking at it, they swapped his eye patch.
Oh, okay.
And then somebody in some movie theater put those two advertisements together,
okay.
which they're clearly not supposed to.
Right.
And then took a picture of it and put it on Reddit and said, so which eye did he injure?
Right.
Which is hilarious. And Samuel Jackson saw that, retweeted the Reddit link, and he was just like, who is responsible for this?
If you want to see it, you can text the word I-E-Y-E to 73389. He posted it on his Instagram. He said, what in the actual F is going on here?
Talk and say the hashtag, too.
Hashtag head's gonna roll. Hashtag left eye, mother.
That's my favorite hashtag right. I've ever heard.
Okay, so this is making me wonder. Because obviously, Gavin, like what you said, they just like flipped the image so that in one poster, he can be on the left side and then they have the text about the movie on the right side of the poster. And then they did the exact opposite on the other one. Is this happening all the time and we've just never noticed?
It does happen a lot.
It happens.
Especially in graphic design.
But usually we don't notice because it isn't something like, an iPad.
Right. So like what probably really happened was they just took the image of Samuel L. Jackson and they just, in a computer, flipped it.
Yeah.
Okay? But I like to imagine that that's not what happened.
Oh, that he had to do a whole photo shoot?
No. Well, yes, he did. But I like to imagine that Samuel L. Jackson, despite making tens of millions of dollars after playing a character that's in more of the Marvel movies than any other character in the entire cinematic universe.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. He has it in his contract that he will not wear the eye patch. And it has to be done post-production with Photoshop and special effects.
You know what's funny is it never even occurred to me that these guys... Like Samuel L. Jackson really did have to do a photo shoot for like the promotional posters and stuff.
They all do.
I don't know why I don't know why I always thought like, they're just getting a picture from the movie.
Oh no! Whenever you see any poster, that was a photo shoot that they had to do.
Right, in character.
In character.
Would you or would you not want Samuel L. Jackson to be mad at you?
I would never.
Oh, 100% yes.
Yes is my answer,
please,
too.
Please, give me all the F-bombs. I want to hear them all.
I mean, you would crumble. You would cry and fall to your knees.
No, I don't think I would because I think that he is being stern, but for the sake of comedy.
Not if he's mad at you.
I mean, Samuel L. Jackson mad at me. I mean, like what we have come to know and love from him about his anger.
I don't know. I have just seen him pretending to be angry, which is what acting is.
Right.
And I've been scared. I mean, Pulp Fiction, he's scary in that movie.
Yeah, he's good at all of them.
But see, I'm not talking about his character. I'm talking about Samuel L. Jackson.
They're the same person. When has Samuel L. Jackson not been Samuel L. Jackson? He's a good actor as long as he's playing Samuel L. Jackson. Even when he's a decrepit Mr. Glass in the Glass movies in a wheelchair and he's brittle, he's still got Samuel Jackson all over them.
You don't think that you would just be in awe of the things that he can come up with so quickly that are so fierce, and you're just like, man, you just had that in you, and now you're giving it to me.
I would, but at the same time, I would also
be
scared.
A little bit.
Yes,
a little bit of pee would come
He's
out.
He's very scary, and I don't even know how old he is. He's got to be well into his 60s.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's still intimidating.
Right.
I mean.
Which is so awesome. Because you don't find very many 60-year-olds that intense and awesome.
Now, that is true.
He's 70.
Oh my God. Jeez, I didn't even know that.
He's the greatest person. We don't deserve him.
He's looked the same for 30 years.
We do not deserve him.